Welcome to this episode of Leaders Building Bandwidth. Today, we're talking about bandwidth busters, things that decrease your ability to build capacity in your personal life and in your professional life. So this is really important because I've noticed that most people think that the things that decrease their capacity are obvious, and I'm going to give you a list of them in a minute. And if you think about the image of an iceberg, there's a tip that you can see. And then there's a whole structure underneath that is there to sustain that iceberg. And it's 100 million times bigger than the tip that you can see. Another example of this is a tree. So when you have a tree, I remember growing up, we had this magnificent flamboyant tree. And it was beautiful, it was big, and it spread over our garden. But the roots were so huge that at one point we had to get rid of the tree because the roots had grown so large and they were expanding so much that it was literally affecting the floor in our living room. So many times we think that the things that are affecting us are the things that we see, but then we don't realize that there's a whole structure underneath those things that is sustaining and allowing them to grow in our lives, right? So when it comes to bandwidth, here are some of the reasons people think that they don't have any bandwidth at work. They're like, I have an excessive workload. You know, so many tasks to complete, especially in uncertain times. It becomes so overwhelming. Number two, inefficient delegation. So many times managers, they struggle to delegate efficiently. And so they think this is why I don't have bandwidth, because I don't have a team person that can help me. I don't have the resources. And I have all these bottlenecks because I actually have someone that I'm delegating to, but then they're not good enough. Or so I need to really micromanage them. Another reason is having too many meetings and too many interruptions. And I am not saying these things are not real, because all these examples I'm giving you, they come from actual client, actual situations that I see in the workplace every single week. Having high expectations and pressure for performance. So that is one thing that will affect your bandwidth as a manager. Being under considerable pressure to meet targets, to meet expectations. You have pressure from your boss, pressure from your team. And all of this is compounded by tight deadlines, high standards. All of these things make it really, really challenging for you to manage effectively. Lack of resources, you know, not having enough staff, budget, tools, all these things, they affect you as a manager. Being in an environment where there's rapid changes and uncertainty. And this is literally what a lot of organizations are going through in this moment. Communication overload. This is one of the biggest challenges managers have, because they have teams that are remote, they have emails, they have instant messages, they have to do meetings on video, they're on social media. Managing these communications without them consuming you is absolutely challenging, and I do recognize that. I'm sure that you can recognize more than one of these challenges in your own life. But what if I told you that these are only the tip of the iceberg? Most of these issues are organizational challenges, and I want to focus on you the individual, you the manager. Certainly we can go into the organization and change all these other factors that are affecting your work environment, which we actually do. We work with organizations to make organizational changes. But you as the individual, your own bandwidth isn't just affected by the organizational structures and challenges. So here are some of the challenges that are affecting your personal bandwidth. Because at the end of the day, there are people that, even though there are so many organizational challenges, they still have bandwidth for more. You have people who, there's so many challenges organizationally, we know that we need to fix them, but I still have bandwidth. And they're the ones that say, I don't have bandwidth because of those challenges at work, right? And so what are some of the things that are affecting you as an individual that have nothing to do with the organizational bandwidth, but it are affecting your personal bandwidth, okay? So number one, the first one is when you're not in integrity with yourself. This is when there's a misalignment between your actions and your stated values, beliefs, and principles. So your values are the core ideals and standards that guide how you behave and how you make decisions. They represent what is most important to you. And these are very different for every person. Your values, they will influence your priorities and they serve as a framework for evaluating your actions and choices and deciding what is wrong and what is right for you. When you're not in integrity with your values, then your bandwidth will be busted. Your beliefs. Beliefs are convictions, are true and real to you. Things that you believe that based on your experience, your cultural context, your education, or your faith, they shape who you are and how you perceive the world, and they influence your responses to various situations. And if you're not in integrity with your beliefs, that will bust your bandwidth. Your principles, they are fundamental truths that serve as the foundation for your belief system or your behavior. They are often considered to be universal guidelines that dictate the right way to act in a given situation. For example, the principle of fairness might dictate how you choose to treat someone, right? If fairness matters to you, then when you show up at work or in your personal life, it will dictate how you choose to treat people. So your values, your beliefs, your principles, if in any way you're not in integrity with those three things, that will bust or affect your bandwidth. The second thing is, and this one's a big one, it's when you hold unforgiveness. So this is about letting go of the things that happened to you in the past. And I'm talking about sometimes it'll be childhood stuff and sometimes it'll be stuff that happened to you 2 hours ago, and it doesn't matter. Unforgiveness is like planting thorns in your own garden to keep someone else away, you know? And it's like, well, why would you plant thorns in your garden? Because you're gonna be living in your garden every day. Like, you're the one who lives there. And you will have to deal with the pain of the thorns every single day, which is only going to ruin your experience of being in your garden. And it's also going to ruin your own beautiful space. So why would you do that? But most people carry unforgiveness with them and they don't know how to get rid of it. And the most dangerous part of unforgiveness is that you don't realize how much it affects the other areas of your life, in your relationships, and how you feel about yourself, in how you feel at work, in your ability to learn new things. It does matter. And people don't talk about this, right? Because it tends to be a little bit of a, you know, this is a spiritual topic. And well, no, it's not. It's a human topic. So holding unforgiveness will bust your bandwidth, your capacity for growth, for more, for being resilient. It will affect you 100%. Okay, number three is when you don't know your own design. Knowing your design will allow you to master your energy. This is one of the biggest advantages of knowing your design. So when I'm talking about your design, I'm talking about, what are the things that energize you? What are the things that deplete you? What are your natural inclinations, the natural talents and gifts that you were given, literally that come from nowhere? And the reason why not knowing your design will bust your bandwidth is because when you don't know your design, you will say yes to things that you're meant to say no to. And when you say yes to something where you're meant to say no, it will deplete you and that will affect your bandwidth. I always say that not knowing what energizes you, it's like trying to go up a hill, carrying a huge elephant on your back. It's the worst thing you can do, right? You wouldn't want to do that. Well, you wouldn't want to carry an elephant even going downhill, but let alone going uphill. Your design is something that is so precious. It's your uniqueness. It's what makes you who you are. And people around you can see it, but so many times we're not aware of our design. And there's so many tools that exist today to help you identify what you're made of, what you love, what your design is, what excites you, what motivates you. If you're not aware of those things, you end up making the wrong choices, and then making the wrong choices ends up affecting your bandwidth. All right, when you place more value on other people's opinion than your own, like being a people pleaser or really feeling the need to constantly say, care about what other people think of you. And I'm saying this with a lot of love and care, because I know this is a very sensitive thing. Most people on the planet have this issue. They learn this from childhood, sadly, very quickly, that other people's opinions matter more than your own. And again, I could do a whole series of episodes on this alone, but I can assure you that one of the parts of your adulthood journey is to learn to value your own opinion and to give it the weight that it requires in your own life. And until you're able to do that effectively, it will affect your capacity. It will affect your bandwidth. Okay? The next one is when you don't take radical responsibility for your life. This one is challenging because many adults think that they take ownership and responsibility over their lives, but they don't, right? You are either a victim of life or a creator of your life. And most people don't know that they're able to create results. The decisions and the choices that you make today have an impact on the quality of life that you live tomorrow. And every single decision that you make today will have an impact on your life tomorrow. So what happens is that when you do not take radical responsibility, then you're a victim. The things that happen to you, they happen to you because someone else did them to you. You're not responsible, right? You're either a child or an adult. A child depends on other people to make decisions for them and to dictate the trajectory of their lives. An adult takes responsibility over their lives. They make decisions. And you will be surprised how there are 50-year-old children in the world right now running companies, leading teams, making decisions that affect others. So taking ownership of your life is crucial for you to manage your bandwidth. Because when you're responsible, when you acknowledge that the life that you have today is a consequence, the effect of the cause that started in the past, then today you can make decisions that are going to shape the way that your tomorrow will look like. And only you can do that. So radical responsibility. Okay, the next one is when you live with the lens of fear and shame, right? Lens, if you have glasses on, my daughter had these really cool glasses and they had a blue lens. And she would look everywhere. And if there was something red, to her, they would look purple. And if there was something yellow, to her, they looked green because she had a lens that had a blue tint in it. And so when you live your life with the lens of shame, with the lens of guilt, this has a huge impact on how you live your life. Guilt happens when you believe that you have done something wrong and you failed your own moral or ethical standards. It makes you feel bad. Shame is more about your self-identity. Guilt says, I did something bad. Shame says, I am bad. And so shame can be more debilitating than guilt because it attacks the core of your self-esteem and a sense of value, often leading to feeling exposed. And it gives you this feeling of desire to want to hide and to disappear. And I am going to be frank with you. Fear, shame and guilt really affected my life for so many, many, many years. But when you're wearing the lens of guilt and shame, it will affect your bandwidth. It will affect your capacity to grow, to live free. It will affect the way that you show up in the world. It will stop you from showing up in a way that is authentic and freeing to you. Okay, and the last one is when you avoid feeling pain, right? So, and this is a really interesting one, because when you are scared of pain, what you end up doing is that every time you do feel pain, you hold on to it, you nurse it subconsciously, expecting the next moment where you'll feel pain again. And when you're doing that, you're trying to avoid pain by feeling the pain, and that busts your bandwidth. You cannot have capacity for more, for growth, for opportunities, for excitement. You can't build on top of pain. Pain is a fundamental part of the human experience. Pain is not a bad thing. And the thing about the lesson with pain is that we're meant to experience it and walk through it and heal from it. But when we hold it and we nurse the pain, we keep it with us, and it's like a wound that can never be healed. And so we can't get rid of it, right? And so how can you grow if you're in pain? Like if you broke your leg and you're in hospital, you can't go and do new things while you're in hospital. It doesn't work. So avoiding pain means that you end up living in pain, and it is a capacity buster. It is a bandwidth buster. So if you heard any of these bandwidth busters and you can identify them in your life, I want to say to you, it's not your fault. Like, welcome to being human. And the challenge here is to identify which ones are in your life so that you can deal with them in a way that is effective and that is powerful, which is the work that we do, right? And it doesn't have to take forever. You'll be surprised when you identify these things in your life, how easily you can shift them so that you can increase your bandwidth. But when they're hiding under the iceberg, when they're hiding, then you're not able to address them in a way that is effective. And that will stop your growth. It will stop your capacity to build your bandwidth. So again, we don't learn these things at school. We don't learn it at uni, even if you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars or pounds or euros to go to university. You don't learn these things. You don't learn them at home. When you go to work, the focus of your development at work is professional development. It's about organizational success. It's your personal responsibility to identify these things in your life and to deal with them so that you can grow. Because when you build your bandwidth so that you can deal with things at work, what happens is that you build your bandwidth for your personal experiences as well. Your capacity to feel more, to enjoy life more, to be more, to love more. Your capacity for joy, for fulfillment. That's what it does for you. So it starts with identifying them in your own life. And as usual, I would love to know if this resonated with you in any way. If you can identify any of these busters in your life and let me know, head to the show notes and there's a link there so you can send me a message about it. All right, bye for now.